Hello, welcome to your evolving world. The policy of creating safe zones in Trinidad and Tobago is shameful and incompatible with proper reason. It represents a crime against humanity, I dare say. Furthermore, it rests on the misplaced confidence the state has placed in a singular method of resolving the coronavirus and its inability to walk back the road it has chosen in spite of evidence worthy of reflection and sober consideration. This is appalling to human understanding when at present there has been an announcement that Merck has produced a pill, molnupiravir, the first antiviral drug to treat the COVID disease, and there exist several studies that contradict institute and vaccine mandates as the only form of treatment to COVID. The people of Trinidad and Tobago cannot be fined out of their dignity, honor, or conscience to obey any law or policy that contradicts the principle of a God or the idea of the rights of mankind. More so, having been deprived of the economic prosperity and social rights natural to mankind by the persistent measures of the state. In truth, to take away the right of any man or woman to work and earn a living by means of the direct or indirect use of force, coercion, or immoral inducement is a crime against humanity, and by the increasing alarming evidence in the present circumstances, a form of genocide. Science is not a tool for the politician to have his way. It is the sacred right of every man who seeks a deeper understanding of the world or the realization of prosperity for humanity. According to Jamie Smith, Financial Times, dated October 1st, 2021, Merck would apply for emergency use authorization of a new drug called molnupiravir in the U.S. within 2 weeks and seek approval in other countries. If the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorizes the drug called molnupiravir, it would be the first treatment of its kind, a twice-a-day pill prescribed for 5 days to patients after a COVID diagnosis. The drug demonstrated consistent efficacy across multiple coronavirus variants, including the highly transmissible Delta strain. Jamie Smith, New York, Financial Times. On November 4, 2021, Britain became the first country in the world to approve this treatment. The pill would be called Lagevrio, which sounds a bit better. The health service must be vigilant about alternative treatment methods for every major disease that threatens the life of humanity, and shouldn't be bogged down in the open corruption of favoritism by rejecting alternatives when the health of the nation is at stake. The state has a responsibility to uphold the right of choice and not engage in activities that are similar in nature to acts of genocide, segregation, discrimination, or the evils of classism. The undermining of the conscience and right to self-determination of the populace is the embodiment of wickedness and evil. I dare say that a devil is at work in the machinations of any state deliberately undermining the sacred right of the population through the means of oppression or the evil use of segregation. When the law is administered without wisdom and careful judgment, it foments division and creates a mockery of understanding, the destruction of peace, and places fear as an institution above the sacred power that strengthens the spirit of men to inherit the world. Not too long ago, there was segregation in Trinidad and Tobago. Sparrow sang about it in Calypso beautifully. But the painful and shocking truth that such a thing existed is a repulsive fact. This is a veiled attempt at post-colonial opportunism, which I classify as an attempt by the colonial class present in this country to reassert their dominance of the people through forced segregation and threats. Their monopoly power over the institutions that exist in Trinidad and Tobago is being strengthened against the growth of prosperity and competition. I reject this and all forms of self-immolation insisted upon by the instruments of evil busy at work. Every man of conscience should. On a final note, I remember one story a man by the name of Horace told me about a captain that journeyed to Australia with his men, where he met a local tribe. After several months attempting to gain ground over the tribe to get what he wanted from them unsuccessfully, he learned that the chieftain was regarded by the local tribesmen as having mystical power so great that the power of the Europeans were not great enough to convince them to do anything they wanted them to. The chieftain would point a rod at locals who committed infractions of the law, and they would immediately go to some lonely, desolate place and die, never to return again. When the captain of the men heard of this, as if by a stroke of lightning, he had an idea. He waited for the next session of the chieftain, walked in, took out his gun, and shot the chieftain point blank. From then onwards, the locals realized that the gun was greater than the rod. The moral of this story is don't be fooled to the point of being ridiculous. This is Jamal Martin of Your Evolving World. Thank you.